This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Why do you think Canada is even more aggressive than the United States? Because the United States is very aggressive in exporting and advocating for these so-called values. But why is Canada even more aggressive in government authority over individual liberties? Is there a different mentality in Canada?
Our actual system of governance here lends itself to authoritarianism. So, I mean, right at the genesis of our countries, the United States is founded by men who ultimately see the lawless and godless practices of a king in England. And it was the king who had broken covenant. It was the king who was acting in a lawless manner. And you have the genesis of a country as breaking away from that tyranny. Whereas Canada, technically still a part of the British Commonwealth and very much under the monarchy, if even if it's just a kind of puppet monarchy, King Charles really doesn't exercise a ton of authority in Canada. But our country is grounded upon the we did not separate. We are still very much a part of the monarchy. And that kind of top-heavy, a lot of the power up top, it plays itself out in our executive branch, in our legislature, in our judicial branch as well. So a couple examples for what this looks like. In Canada, the prime minister is allowed to appoint people to the Supreme Court. And there is no process of debate in the Senate. There's no pushback. It's he picks who he wants and they're there. No questions. In the United States, legislation is created in the House and then it's approved in the Senate. The president has the power to veto it. The Supreme Court can step in if it's unlawful. And there's checks and balances where it can bounce back and forth. In Canada, that doesn't exist. So in Canada, as long as you have enough votes in Parliament, you pass legislation. The Senate will go along with it. The prime minister doesn't have veto power. The Supreme Court essentially does nothing about it. So Canada lends itself to authoritarianism. Our provinces don't have the same autonomy as individual states do, because again, these are states a part of a union, as opposed to Canada, which is provinces a part of a country that's still a part of the Commonwealth. So our system lends itself to authoritarianism. But I would say there is a mentality difference among Canadians as well, that there's a greater compliance and a greater trust for the state, which again has a lot to do with the history of our country. So it is right to distrust men in positions of power, which is precisely why your constitution is written the way that it is, because it's not designed to limit the freedoms of the citizens. It's designed to limit the ability of the federal government to infringe upon the rights and freedoms of its citizenry, because those rights and freedoms have been given to them by God. So that's baked right into your constitution, your Bill of Rights, and really just your mentality as a country. Where in Canada, that's not our thinking. Our thinking is not we exist because the men who framed our constitution had a distrust for tyrants. Rather, the framing of our constitution is very much doing the will of said tyrants as being an expression of the monarchy here in Canada on the other side of the ocean. So there are deep threads that run all the way back to the beginnings of our two countries that make us very different in the way we approach authority, tyranny, and the way our country lends itself to people being tyrannical without the checks and balances to hold them accountable.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.